Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Got Brett Vesely in the chair. Big Dick Toledo's here. It's flat cold outside. I got up early because I'm an idiot, Brett. I thought Brett and I had a thing with Action Ride Shop today. So I start getting ready for the bikes and sleep maybe 30 minutes last night, just laying there, shoulders
ready to go.
I'm just amped up, ready to go. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. I one foot outside. I'm like, it's freezing out there. I'm not doing this.
Scraped my windows.
I'll come. Yeah, I'll get the ice off.
I kicked
a couple of
the
Eskimos that were sleeping on my patio. I kicked them out. And I'm like, it's cold. It's just too cold for me to try to do this and have any energy. So I went and got 30 more minutes of rest. So, and then I come here and find out, because I asked Brett, like, for some reason at dawn, I'm like, wait a minute. Did we move that to next Tuesday, or has that been – it's been dancing around.
Yeah.
So it's next week anyway. So good news for me. That didn't – it's cold.
You'd have been pissed.
I wouldn't have been happy.
Change your day, planner.
I wouldn't have been happy. I had it in my phone, and then for some reason it erased everything. I'm also at 3 in the morning now getting – I think I'm in – my phone's been hacked, my account, and I get letters from AT&T. Take a look at what I got at 3:10 in the morning. How about that? Some fella sending me a picture of him and his dogs.
That might be worthwhile to reply.
Yeah, I think that I've opened it already. It's my pics. I'm like, my pics. And I click, and it's a dude. It's an adorable dog. And maybe this man and I would get along quite well.
Is that one of the ones he adopted? Or is that?
No, this is at 3:30 in the morning. If this is a listener, never do this again. And second, don't put a smiley face after my pics of this dude just laying on the ground with a chocolate lab. This is a
you like
a,
both?
Yeah, you like dogs. You like a guys with a dogs.
How you doing?
Now, I don't know what this is, but it's off putting.
I think your initial first impression when you look at it, it's like this is not just a guy posing with his dog.
No, this well, it's not.
He's presenting.
He's presenting. He is presenting his swollen genitalia to me like a baboon at the zoo. It's puffy. It's red, and it's mine if I want it. Yeah, he's in a. He's all dressed up and all this. You know he. He's laying down with it. Oh, it looks like it fell down, and my dog and I are laying down outside. And somebody's snapping a photo of that. And I don't know what this is, but don't ever do that again. If you are a listener, no more of this.
You
no.
can snuggle with this burly man,
if you,
too.
If you figured out how to get my phone number, and you are now sending me, look, I've fallen with my dog in the middle of a rocky road. What a photo op.
Are you sure somebody didn't try to airdrop that to one of your neighbors and your phone just your phone just got it?
That's a very good point. I should give this guy.
Because it kind of looks like one of those
crossing
kind of
over airdrop.
That might be. I got airdrop. Don't you have to approve an airdrop, though? I have to say yes to an airdrop.
I don't know. It's 3 in the morning. Who knows what That's buttons you were hitting when you grabbed that phone?
Yeah. That's a good point. It was cold, too. My hands weren't working. Geez, I don't know. Maybe that was for my. I'll send it to him and say, I think this is yours. This came over an arm. It's like when a mail used to come to the wrong mailbox after office. Here's your dildos, Troy. No. It's a photograph. I'll just fire that off. That was just weird. So we got that going for you. It's freezing outside. Yesterday I decided, since it was so nice out, like, you know what I'm going to do? I worked out. Felt good working out. I'm like, I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to go earn some food. I'm going to walk someplace, get something dirty like Chick-fil-A or something. Get about, mile and a half into the walk.
It was a Jared.
I did a Jared. I did a Jared. I felt good about the workout. I'm like, now I'm going to eat.
I'll work it off.
But I don't want to eat, anything particularly clean. I might want to get a little sloppy. Chicken's good.
And without the kids.
But yeah, none of the pedophilia, yeah. All of the fun.
Right. I want to straighten that out.
Yeah. Before we get too deep into the Jared comparisons, let's just say that was all
that
was.
You know what? Let's just nix that.
I mean, I was about to jerk off to something incredibly legal, but I decided to go walk to get some food. So, yeah, Subway was on the list, but it's kind of far. There's a Jersey Mike's. There's all sorts of options. So I was going to maybe even McDonald's. I was just going to walk to food and grab a chicken sandwich. And I get almost to the door of the first place, and I realized I didn't have a mask on. Then nobody lets you in. You're not getting in. So I was just even furious and starving.
With the former hypnotist comedian, Flip Orlies?
I didn't use that. You know what? Damn it. Yeah, Flip just says I have a medical condition all
which
the
he
time.
Does.
People always go, oh, I didn't even think of it. Damn it. And that's all he talked about Saturday.
Can you roll in with the shirt pulled over your nose?
No.
I've had to do that at Circle K before. I'm like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, just go. Just
you know
go.
What the number one phrase of 2020 is? God damn it. I hear it every time everybody gets out of their car and then starts to take two or three. I did it at Home Depot the other day. I get out of the car, God damn it. And I turn around and get the mask because I see the first person with a mask. And then I hear another guy going, ah, damn it. And he walks back to his car. And I'm like, that is the number. I forgot the mask. So I didn't even really try to go. I'm like, I'm not going to go in there. I'm not going to. Hassle these people.
Got a little cardboard sign and need a mask. God bless.
I almost, this is true too, offered to buy people in the drive-thru their entire thing if they just picked my food up. And I'm like, now I'm homeless.
That's crafty.
Now I'm homeless. Now, because you can't wander up and knock on anybody's window, hey, and hand them an Amex Platinum card. Hey, want to get me a Sammy? I'll buy you guys some food.
There goes the car with your card.
Exactly. So I'm not doing that either. Just a weird set of circumstances, but it was so nice out. I just wanted to be in it.
Why don't you just call Megan and have her bring you a mask?
I thought about that. It was far enough away that I'm like, eh, it's kind of a pain. So I just turned around and walked home. And
about a month ago,
had some snacks.
I made it all the way to the back of the grooming section of PetSmart. I mean, so that's all the way through.
Right.
And I realized, oh,
no mask.
No mask. Yeah. And there's the manager right around the corner. He just giggled. I'll get you one.
Yeah. Oh man, the Switzerland's no joke. They yell at you, and there's a couple other places that I've just been. I realized yesterday I'm trained. Like whether I agree with it or not, I'm completely and utterly trained. It's now in my head to think about it. Now I'm always two steps behind because I'm thinking about it after I don't have it. But this one yesterday was just like a normal. I was just happy. The day was nice. I wanted to have a walk, and no, nothing. Gone. Halfway down, I get a mile from my house. God damn it! And I was going to go over across the street, too, to see if there was any, like, hardcore Trump business owners that'll just let me in. But that isn't happening. So.
I've noticed in most places that you go into, whether it's a Home Depot or, like, yesterday, Fry's Marketplace, there's always one or two people walking
plenty.
Around just not wearing a mask.
Yeah,
one was a good-looking mom with her kid just in the cart, doesn't care, on the fruit, just...
Maybe she's
no
immune.
One said anything.
Should have used that. Damn it, the Flip Orly thing of where I've got a disease. Damn it. I could have had a sandwich after all. I was a little dizzy coming back too. I went about 2 miles to get the food, and then the 2 mile walk back was like, I needed some food here because the workout was strong. I thought that would be my last little bit, but no. They don't let you in there.
Can't even go into a Walgreens to buy a mask.
I almost did that.
You should have tried that one.
Well, the guy at the CVS still, you need a mask. Like the second you walk in the door, I've heard him do it to people. You can't come out without a mask. CVS is real quick to give you that fake hello because their register's right next to the door. You walk in and you're like, hi, welcome to CVS. Okay. And then after a while, they just, hi. But they catch that mask thing like right away. It's because they got so many sick people.
And you couldn't probably figure out, I don't know, because certain stores, you know, you could go in there and they would have a mask. If you'd oh, I forgot my mask. Oh, we have one.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Sometimes they do, yeah. CVS might. I should have done. There's so many things I could have tried, but I was just so frustrated. Stupid.
The guy at CVS had time to give you a mask because they got 4 hours for that receipt to print because it's like 9 miles long.
Make that a mask.
True. Yeah, that's true.
We don't get Sunday papers anymore, but we get that receipt, so the trees die equal. The Amazon's still falling thanks to CVS's stupid receipt. Would you like a receipt? No, I don't want a phone book of my one purchase. I got a Heath bar and Diet Dr. Pepper, and I stood there folding my receipt at the end like, you got to be kidding me. There's two items on here. Yeah, but you got coupons. It better be for free Diet Dr. Pepper and Heath bars because that's all I ever get here. Jackass. And masks. So, yeah, the phrase, God damn it. I think that's America's new, like, we should start the national anthem with that. God damn it.
Say, can you see?
Because that's all you hear in parking lots. And I'm, you know, I am. I'm trained. I felt almost Pavlovian at the Home Depot on Saturday or Sunday. But it's just you get out of your car and you realize you got to do the thing because they're not letting you in there. And Home Depot's pretty cool about it.
Yeah.
But you just don't want to be that guy who's, my problem is I don't want to get all the way through the process and then have them go, you got to go. Or you get halfway through and you're like, you need a mask. And they walk all the way back to the car. It's just, I want to just be compliant, which is sheeple. Oh, it's driving me nuts. Damn it, I need that asthma. Flip was even willing to send me his medical excuse paperwork and just say, Photoshop your name in. And I'm like, oh, this is gold because it's just on your phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, you just pull it up and just say, hey. And he said, every time people are like, no problem. So you walk into a place, they say, you don't have a mask. He's like, asthma, medical condition. They're like, oh. Go ahead. He's like, nobody really cares.
You know what? Anxiety also qualifies.
I got loads of that.
Yep.
I've been diagnosed with all sorts
and
of kinds
people,
of that.
People have anxiety by wearing the mask.
Yeah. That's me, Brady.
Yep.
Where were you yesterday? God damn it.
I wouldn't have left. I would have walked back.
Said the thing again. God damn it.
You would have been walking back. There's no way. If I walked down
that's
there.
That's true. Well, if Brady walked with me to get some food, they're going to be like, let these two in.
Yeah.
They're getting their food. Yeah, that's true. You're not going to get shut out at the door. I didn't even try. I got to the door. I'm like, I don't want to get in there and have them tell me I can't have it. And I got to walk to some. I just turned around.
If I break the $20 barrier individually here at McDonald's, am I?
Yeah, if I can throw a full Jackson your way, we're going to ignore the mask problem. Did they even let you in McDonald's? I didn't even try McDonald's. Can you just walk into a McDonald's now? For a while there, they
not
were just
sure.
Shut all
day. I think you can. Okay. I think you can, yeah. Right. Most places now are. Pretty much most places will let you in.
Let you go. Well, I felt like an idiot. I didn't even try. And Chick-fil-A is really super right-wing. They'd have probably let me in. Or at least one of the people in the drive-thru. I'd have been like, you know what I love? Stopping abortion and Jesus and your chicken. So I don't have a mask on. Oh, no problem. My pleasure. They'd have gotten me all sorts of chicken.
They would have gotten you a mask.
Yeah, they'd have gotten me a mask. They'd have made me king of Chick-fil-A. It's just weird. And we're all in just it's a weird state of mind. Yesterday, a truck went by with the Trump flag as I'm walking. And you just hear, F you! And it said, and again, it was one of those flags that said, no more bulls. It's on the back of a truck. And then, you know, you're, wah! And people honking. So both sides are making their point known. And then this whole DeAndre Hopkins thing's going on for the Cardinals, where he flipped people off as he drove by the Trump train, which is kind of a class. And they're talking to Cliff Kingsbury. He's like, what do you think you're going to do about that? It's like, I don't know. I don't know enough detail about it. I mean, it wasn't a cool move. He still represents us, so it's like he can do it, but we would rather he didn't.
I did hear something, though, that there were, on top of Trump flags and other stuff, there were Confederate flags.
Oh, sure.
Along the line.
Probably.
And so
absolutely.
I'm like, all right, well, what was, you know, look, was he doing it that or?
There's also still flags that say your feelings and no more bull. So if we're going to try and keep it classy, we've already lost that battle on both sides. So why he gets it. I understand if the Cardinals are like, just don't get in the mix. Don't do this. And I understand you want to be. That's not the way to do it. You're going to get bombarded with nonsense. But especially in your Ferrari, it just looks bad. But, but going to the coach and saying, what do you think you're going to do? What's going to happen? He's like, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I think he just flipped off some people, which happens. It wasn't at the game. He was just on his way to work. I think you're allowed to do that, aren't you?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. You're allowed to just, look, I'm doing it to you. I don't think it's against the law.
I do it on my way to work every day.
If we were all guilty of flipping people off that pissed us off on the road, we'd all be in jail. I throw that bird around at old ladies like there is no tomorrow. Get a driver, you old sack. I did it yesterday.
And then what drives you nuts is sometimes people, after they did that, oops, like I cut you off. And
yeah.
The person
and they
flips
give
you
the
off.
They give you the wave.
Giggle
yeah.
A little
sorry.
Bit.
Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I throw him the finger right
the
back.
The guy's going ballistic. Really?
Yeah. When you get hit with it, it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like some guy lost his mind on me because I was texting. I know I'm not supposed to, but I was.
Don't you listen to the ads that you cut to?
Not only do I listen to the ads, I record the ads.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm still guilty of it. I was going down the freeway on the 202, and I'm texting. I was laughing because my friend Max sent me something hilarious. And the next thing you know, I look down. I'm going 45. And I got a guy going by me with both screaming his fingers up. And I'm like, he's going to kill me.
Yep.
And I was the road rage guy. But, yeah, I readily admit my texting and driving. But if DeAndre Hopkins is flipping off people he disagrees with on the freeway from a Ferrari, aren't they just really mad that it's a dude in a Ferrari?
That adds to it.
Yeah, the guy in a Honda Accord goes by and flips you off. You're like, ah, liberal scum. But if it's DeAndre,
it's a Sunday.
Yeah, it's DeAndre Hopkins. You're not allowed to be that upset about stuff because you're wealthy. Seems like the world is all yours. And there you are riding by a bunch of people telling them how to live their life. That's how they see it. It's like, oh, you and your Ferrari looking down on me. I think everybody kind of sees it that way. It isn't classy. There's no doubt it's a classless move, and he should have probably just not done it. But again, when both sides are throwing no class at each other, and this has been the most classless America has ever behaved, I think, you got an F your feelings flag, and you're like, that guy flipped me off. You can't be mad at that. You can't at all. You can't claim to be tough and no more BS and all your flag. We're badass, no more BS, we're getting things done. And then one dude drives by with his finger in the air, and you're like, hey, wait a minute. That hurt my feelings.
You're going to yell out, be careful, champ, you got a big game tomorrow. When was it the
It was on his way to
on his way
the
there.
Game.
Yeah, you got a big game, man.
Yeah. And keep those precious hands inside the Ferrari at all times. It's a nice car, though. DeAndre's done well for himself. That's a nice-looking Ferrari. He was pushing down the 202.
DeAndre really did F their feelings.
Yeah, you can't have an F your feelings flag within a mile of you at your rally and have your feelings hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't. You just can't do it. You just cannot do it. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, either side's political beliefs even came into play here. You're just being a baby. If they, you know what, it's funny. Yeah, just let it be funny.
He's trying to get to the game. He's delayed.
He really wasn't. Their, yeah. He blew right through it.
Yeah.
Now, there were rumors that he was trying to get in their way and stuff, but I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, they're saying he was swerving and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
who knows? Yeah, it's so silly. But yeah, F your feelings, flag owners. You can't say, that guy flipped me off and that's classless. Stop it. Look around. None of us have been classy the whole time. We're all acting like a bunch of jackasses.
Report the 150 other fingers that were flown that day.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. In cars that are just average. Because people flipping you off from a car that sucks, you understand their anger.
The guy in the Prius didn't get reported.
Well, the Prius guy would get his ass kicked. You drive a Prius. Pussy. You drive a Prius and throw a bird at a Trump rally, you're getting stomped by Gravedigger. There's no question you're going to die that day. You keep your finger down, Prius owner. Tesla, you're a close second, but Prius, you are right on top there. Right on top of that.
Stay at home.
Yeah, you got hybrid written on your car anywhere. No fingers to the Trump rallies. Because it's coming your way. And it'll wait for a stop sign. They're patient. But yeah, it's just silly. I can't wait. 1 week, everybody. 1 week, it's all over. 1 week.
I told you before we started that the Redfin does surveys, and their survey this year says 16% of U.S. residents would consider leaving the country if their candidate loses. That's up from 9% in 2016.
Yeah.
Yet none of them ever do.
None of them ever go. Yeah. Of that 9% that said it, are they still here? Yes. So why even ask this question anymore? Nobody ever goes anywhere. Some guy emailed me yesterday. He's like, I'm just disappointed that you don't. I've had several people disappointed that I'm not on their side out loud. You know, they're like, you don't support this and you hate this. So that means you want. The one guy's like, you want your guns taken away and you're supporting Biden. I'm like, I never said I was supporting Biden. And then the other side's like, I'm just disappointed and you're just, you know, no, I'm not going to listen ever again if you don't say this about Trump. And I'm like, you know what? I'm disappointed in you guys not having enough faith in your own vote to just let other people live their lives. That's the disappointment I see in all of society right now. It's just, you know what? You got to vote. You cannot like something that someone else does, and it doesn't make them a horrible person. If I vote for Joe Jorgensen, the libertarian, and I've said that, I mean, that's a possibility still. I'm still weighing it. I'm still weighing just scratching out president. How about them apples that maybe I don't put anyone in there?
You're wasting your time, man.
Yeah, that's you're mocking the system. Am I?
Well, the other interesting thing about the survey is in 2016, 30% people would say, yeah, I would joke about leaving.
Right.
It's down to 25% would joke about. So
now they're dead serious.
They're joking, yeah.
Yeah, it's no longer jokes. It's serious. Well, it's kind of a hack joke at this point. Every 4 years, everybody starts talking about Canada. That a Canadian flag emoji is getting a workout right now. Every time somebody says something, it just gets loaded up. You go to James Woods' page on Twitter, which for some reason people think I'm wildly interested in, send me everything he does. But he had Kamala Harris's speech on there yesterday, and she's going on. And she did kind of urbanize it a little bit where you're like, this is strange. I don't think she really talks like that. And then just Canadian flags and big waves. And I'm like, guys, come on. We all know we're not going anywhere. Canada? I didn't even want to ride my bike today because it was 50. Kidding me? Canada. Place is insanely cold. So, yeah, keep your fingers down. For one more week, road rage, I think, is going to be extremely high the next few days. I think we're in a big-time road rage thing. So, and I'll try to take my own advice. Don't text and drive right now because you end up going 45 on the 202, and the next thing you know, DeAndre Hopkins is trying to kill you.
Well, one thing that helps is the weather is better, so you're not raging in high heat.
All of a sudden, it's cold, and it's going to be hot again this weekend. It's going to be in the 90s again. So maybe
we'll have a peak.
We get those people who are like, I thought this was over, and then the election on top of it. So just don't even look at anybody. Everybody keep your head down and just don't even think about advancing forward for a few days. Just sit, be stagnant until Tuesday, and we'll start over. No matter what, we'll be all right.
Enjoy the Halloween week.
Right, and then kids come into your house dressed up. Oh, man, Halloween's going to get ugly. Somebody's going to come in their Trump clothes. They're all USA stuff. And their kid's dressed up as Pence with the fly on his head. And
I saw, Twitter, that a bunch of people are posting their costumes.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are pretty funny. This one girl was pretty attractive, but she was going as Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, right. Heroin-addicted poet from the 1800s, 1700s, wherever he was. Yes. And she's a slut?
Yep.
That's amazing. You know, my prediction earlier in the year of slutty coronavirus ball has not come true. I thought for sure that big red microscopic.
That's hard to make it sexy.
Not really.
Oh, I guess you could just do the top.
Just the top and then your ass is out. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bubble butter.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's a very awesome. Or just make a big fat ass corona bubbles.
Yeah.
But they kept showing that, you know.
Then you'd just be Cardi B.
Yeah. And then that's
well, a lot of the companies said they're not selling it.
The corona?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Because of the what's been happening. I mean, people dying and...
Yeah, I suppose.
I think it's done in poor taste. The big one that would...
That doesn't make any sense because they're the same people that are selling Jason and Freddy and... I know that's not real death, but it represents murder. That's stupid. And the whole thing's about dying.
Yeah.
What are you going to knock? You're going to knock on somebody's door dressed as a coronavirus and just happen upon people who are still sensitive about losing grandpa, and they can't look at this thing anymore. They can't even just, they'll react poorly and beat up a kid in a corona ball. Hot corona ball would be.
I got my collectible. Someone sent me the. Isaac gave me some coronavirus.
What?
Play balls, oh, basically.
That pause.
I was like, again.
Oh, yeah. He gave it to me again.
Gave me some coronavirus. Play balls. Oh, little
furry.
Tennis balls?
Yeah.
Put that on a body and let the legs hang out. Sexy corona girl. It was like those old time girls that used to walk around in the, they're just like, they'd have a big like almost mascot center and then legs that stick out and they'd be an orange.
Yeah.
And they'd sell cigarettes or something at boxing matches. I don't even know what that was, but the 50s was awesome as far as it came to exploiting women. It was pretty great.
They got
time.
Those cigarette dresses dialed in pretty good.
Oh, it's pretty good. But yeah, they don't, sometimes like you'd see them dressed up as a food.
Yeah,
like
mostly an apple, I think.
Yeah, they'd be apples. You know what I'm talking about. You've lived it. You were at one of those speakeasies.
Bunny was one of those apple girls.
Was Bunny an apple lady? Those tiny little eggs sticking out of the bottom of that thing? It would look like a real apple.
She was a crab apple.
Oh, I see. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? It's cold outside. Don't ride your bike to work today. 585-9800. That's the phone number. Give us a wake-up song, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.